It's a KFC Radio Wednesday quickie. Today, the MIT Tech Review at the Emerging Technology Conference in Asia this week showed off Human Uber, in which someone straps a screen to their face and fills in for someone else. So you hire a person to wear an iPad around their head and go to a social event or a work event or wherever that you can't be, and they fill in for you. The tech known as Chameleon Mask uses a real human as a surrogate for another remote user. To do this, the surrogate wears a mask shape displayed that shows the remote user's live face, and a voice channel transmits the remote user's voice. So you can just basically hire a human Uber. So it's like you hire an Uber driver, you hire a human slave to show up to all the shit that you can't make it to, and they'll be there for you.
Okay, so I relate like everything to Modern Family. So there's an episode of Modern Family.
Dunphy did this.
Where Dunphy, and remember he has to throw himself down the stairs in such a selfless act of just like courage and,
yes,
and risking self-injury.
Yes.
Where he throws himself down the stairs to get the kid from Workaholics' attention because
yep.
Him and Haley love each other.
Right.
So that's essentially what this is, only it's attached to a real person, correct?
Right. Phil Dunphy's is just like a stick with an iPad.
Yes.
This is a human walking around with an iPad face.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, there's hands and there's moving and there's talking and you're talking to a human. It's just your face through the iPad.
It's like a stick, just way, way fucking weirder.
Exactly. Well, to me, it's more like it's Arrested Development when George Sr. had his surrogate.
Yeah,
this is literally what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Except he didn't have an iPad face, but he was the eyes, ears, and mouth for George Sr. Now, my initial reaction was, this is absolutely fire.
Oh, see, I didn't even have that reaction.
Because to me, there's a lot of times where I want to see my friends. I want the interaction. I just don't want to get up and go. I don't want to have to shower. I don't want to go out in the cold. I don't want to have to travel. But I'd like to see you guys.
But this doesn't actually count.
Why
this
not?
Doesn't fill that void.
Why not?
Because, you know, like,
you don't miss out on the jokes. You don't miss out on the stories. You don't miss out on anything.
But you could just FaceTime.
Yeah, you could. But then, but that's weird for, like, I think that it would actually be easier if we were sitting around and there was like someone holding a fucking FaceTime. I think that would be weirder than if it was like, there's this person over here that just counts as John. I think I would be, there'd be legs and a body sitting in a chair next to me like you, except it's just an iPad face.
See, this
that's
is just,
okay with me.
This is kind of just my huge problem with everything. Cause like sitting here with you, like in the future, I'd like to go to that bar. I want to go. It's just when I'm there, I'm like, when it comes time for it, it's like,
well, this is what I can't tell because, yes, all right, Monday me makes plans for Friday me, and Monday wants to go, and then Friday me has no interest in getting up and going, but in the event that I drag myself there, Friday me then is happy I went. When I'm in the bar, when I'm in the moment, I'm happy I'm there hanging out, having fun.
Yeah.
Right now, we're about to go out after this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't really want to get up and go. But I was like, when I get there, I'm going to be having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that in between of getting and going that if someone can just do that for me, then I'll be happy forever.
Oh, like you'll go meet them? If you see that they're having fun, you'll be like, you know what? I'm going to fucking go.
No,
hey, Uber, you're canceled.
Perhaps, but I was even more.
That's actually not. Now, okay, that I could get in with.
So this just encourages you to go?
I can be like, look, you do go test the waters.
Right.
Let's see what it's like.
Well,
if that
okay.
sucks, if everyone's yucking up having a good time, I'll come. I'll relieve you of your duties.
One of my biggest social pet peeves is, hey, man, I'm at the bar. You want to come? And they go to you, who's there?
Yeah,
and it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What? I'm not a fuck enough? You're going to come if, like, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry are there, but not if they're not here? So this is a more polite way. It's like, go ahead, go. Scope the room with your iPad. Check it out. Let me know who's there. Let me know if it's crowded. Let me know what's good. And if I like it, I'll come and relieve you, and I'll be there in person.
My buddy, this is a cool little sidebar. My buddy used to like prank people just like hungover on Saturdays. Like
this sounds terrible.
He would have two pranks. No, like just like prank call, like laying on the couch, laying in bed hungover, just prank calls.
Oh, he would do the pranks when he's hungover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not he wouldn't prank hungover people.
No.
Praying on hungover people is just as rude as it gets.
But he would do two things. He would always just call like Applebee's or Chili's curbside to go or something like that and put in a big order and then end it with and four Bud Lights. And they'd be like, sir, we can't do that. He'd be like, no, you start with margaritas. You go, four margaritas. They go, sir, we can't deliver. roadside margaritas. Oh, right, right, right. No, I get it. Okay, just we'll do 6 Bud Lights then. And then he was just like, no, sir, we can't. He's like, oh. Okay, strawberry margarita. I'm sorry. I get it now. I get it now. And they were like, it was for some reason it was so fucking funny. But then the other one he would do is he would call on Friday nights before we went out. He'd call bars and he'd just be like, "Yo, what's the girl to guy ratio?" And they'd be like, "I don't know, like about 60-40." He goes, "No, can you count?" It's okay, I'll hold.
I need an exact number. Do a head count.
And like both times, there was one time there was a Chili's in East Providence that like eventually was like, "All right, man, come get your Bud Lights." And then there was another one. A lady came back like an hour later. She said there are
72 to
120 guys and 64 girls. It was like, wait, I hope you just went and just like fucked off
made
for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We were sitting there just like, all right, she must have hung up, but like it's still counting.
Wouldn't it be great if you had a surrogate go check that out for you? Be like, oh my God, there's crawling with chicks tonight. I'm going to go.
All right, I'll check it out. Yeah.
It's more of a scout. It's your social scout.
I like using it as that. I don't like using it for the whole evening because then I'm like, yo, I stayed in tonight. I don't want to be hanging out with you fucking guys.
Well, that's true.
I want to watch Netflix. In.
yes,
like,
that is true.
This is just a boy. But, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to watch the show.
Don't you think you get the best of both worlds, though? Because if you go out and you commit to a night out, you're out. But again, you get a little bit of FOMO. This way, send my surrogate. I'll see you guys for an hour. Basically, when I get to the bar, you have about an hour of time at the bar that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up to it, it's maybe like, it's filling up. It's a little awkward. After that, people are drunk and it's crowded. It's the hour sweet spot.
Right, right, right.
If I can get that hour from a human Uber, then turn her off, and I'm just still in my sweatpants, and now I'm ready to Netflix. That's the best of both worlds, my friends.
Yeah, but
it's the best of both worlds.
This is
I didn't miss a story. It doesn't matter that I'm not physically there. We are best friends. We spent 80% of our friendship on GChat, just as green dots. So we can handle iPad face.
I think this is the world
of FaceTime and email and texting. A human with an iPad mask is as human interaction as it gets.
I think this is the technology's too new. If you come to me in 20, 30 years when I'm sending someone who just like their face just materializes to look like mine, and my friends just straight up think it's me.
Yeah,
then I'm into it.
Or
this is too.
Or
this
even
is too,
a.
I can't think of the word. What's the word I'm looking for? It's like too
rudimentary.
Too rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like if you could even send like a hologram right now, I'd be okay with that. This is quite literally going to be a Japanese person with an iPad duct taped to her face,
stumbling around the bar because they can't fucking see anything because there's an iPad taped to their face.
That's so true. That's so true.
Like, who's that fucking person with a face on their iPad just bumping over stuff and tripping into things?
Yeah, that's pretty much got to be you sit in a chair and you just look straight ahead.
Yeah, like they
just kind of scan the room.
It goes up and down like a welder's mask.
My question
just took a piss, but here's John again. Thank you.
My question is now let's flip it. Being a human Uber driver is the worst job in the world.
Oh my God.
It's all of the things we just said about how you don't necessarily always want to be at the bar, except you don't even get the payoff of your friends or chicks or any of your own social interaction. You're just sitting there with an iPad duct taped to your face.
Wondering if you're allowed to go pee.
Right.
Can I get up?
Can I go now? Like,
what's going on?
Do you think
go down in stars if I go take a fucking piss right now?
Well, I mean, so when you get in an Uber, the guy who gives you the water and the gum and the aux cord and the phone charger, that guy gets 5 stars, right? So is the equivalent of human drivers, human Uber, like, this guy was really selling your jokes. He was moving his hands. He was dancing.
This guy fucked
a
girl.
He was
you don't get 5 stars unless you fuck a girl.
You got to fuck a girl and then make sure you got to look with that iPad. Make sure I get to see all
of
it.
Yeah, you know, my face is fucking real. Right, like, ooh,
okay.
This is very nice. Very nice.
I mean, honestly, we always again the timeless KFC radio hypotheticals. Would you rather fuck a hot girl or have everybody know you fucked a hot girl? What about would you rather put in all the work and fuck a hot girl, or you just send a human Uber driver? They fuck it. You get to see everything. You get to crack off on your own at home, and technically, you can still say you saw that girl's asshole and you fucked her.
I don't think I'm into seeing if it's not a porn dick. I don't want to see it. put that little dick away, fucking
yeah,
you
true.
Asian Uber driver.
So
man.
Now, again, so you only get like 3 stars. That human Uber driver's got to have a hammer.
Yeah, you got to have a big lot dick. Of work goes into being a
you gotta human be like, Uber. You got to be very, you got to be talking with the hands. You got to have a huge dick.
But like, that's hard
down.
Though to talk with hands when
you don't know,
like,
what's
you
coming
don't know
next.
What I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, you really got to improv.
It's almost
that
like
shit.
That improv where you put your hands through somebody's armpits and then you do their hand motions while they talk. It's not easy. Being a human Uber is the worst, hardest job in the world. But for that reason, I think I'm so in on it. I at least want to try it. And this, where did
you want to try being a human Uber driver?
No, I want to use one.
Okay.
And we haven't even talked about like work.
Well, here's the one that I think we kind of glazed over in the first portion of it. If you're my friend and you send a human Uber driver, you're not my friend anymore. That's like,
oh, come on. Can't you respect it?
No, what if we
get to the point where we both send human Uber drivers to the bar to talk to each other?
That would be funny if we both sent human Uber drivers and just like made them both get drunk. Like, do a shot, you pussy.
we just kill 2 Asians with alcohol poisoning. Hey, guys, I want another shot of tequila.
Whoa.
No, please, sir. Please, no more. No more.
What do you mean you want to go home? I paid for 3 hours. Drink up, Ming.
I'm just picturing 2 little Asians together, almost like the Night of the Roxbury Brothers, just hanging out, being me and John. That'd be unbelievable. No, imagine that. Like, oh, we got to go, like, you know, we do a live show, and then we got to, like, take pictures and meet and greet with the stoolies, and we're just tired that night. And it's like, just send those just fucking Asians with an iPad mask.
I think it would be funny if I could, like, I get you before you go out. Like, I basically have a little Chinese doll. We're like, I get him dressed. I'm like, that shirt? Not with my face, Ming. You haven't seen this skin tone here. Red just
black?
Clashes with me.
Way too pale for the black right now. Change your shirt. Go try again, Ming.
Oh,
absolutely
that,
not.
Is that a Tommy Bahama? I think not. We'll put that right back on the rack. Thank you very much.
What is this, 2001? Go change your outfit right now.
That would be funny. So then, and then I'd be
what,
like,
what it comes down to is we basically want Chinese slaves. And occasionally we put an iPad on their head. That's really what we want.
Work would be cool, though.
I mean, we were only talking about social stuff. Sending a human Uber to things you don't want to do?
Yeah, well, like Dan, like I said, we talked about it very, very briefly on the radio today. And Dan mentioned, like, a wedding. And I'm like, I just think everyone at that wedding would hate me.
Yeah.
I'd rather just go to a wedding.
Yeah, it needs to be a little more prevalent. Yeah. If you're the only human Uber there, you're a fucking asshole.
Right.
But if you could get away with it, I don't know. I'll go sit at like my, you know, daughter's recital sort of thing. Go, you know, I gotta go to a bar. I gotta go to a christening.
Raise my daughter.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to, too. Is I need a proactive Uber, human Uber.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to just be wallpaper, a fly on the wall. Get in there. Get dirty for me. Go change that diaper. Go shovel out that snow. Go fucking clean up a little bit.
Yeah, slaves.
We're getting down to
slaves.
Forget about the iPad face thing. I just want a Chinese slave.
If you promise to be my slave, I won't even make you wear the iPad. You can just be a slave all on your own face. I don't give a fuck. Just do all my shit for me.
You keep that face. Just fold that laundry. Yeah. So, in our own roundabout version of human Ubers, we are in. John and Kevin have come up with their own new technology. It's called slavery. At the new technology conference, KFC Radio debuted small Asian people who, for a fee, will do all of your work for you.
A small fee, mind
Very
you.
Very small.
Some would call it indentured servitude for the fee of promised freedom. One day I will let you go. Until then, you do everything I fucking say.
Oh, man. All right, so that's the official word, KFC Radio, in on human Ubers.